here to talk to me about the illegal dumping issue that Six Nations and its residents have been facing for some time now is Six Nations Councillor Nathan Wright. So I want to thank you for taking some time to talk to me this morning, Councillor Wright. So this is an issue that has really started to affect Six Nations and its residents. Can you talk to me about the issue and why the community needs to be vigilant when it comes to illegal dumping?
Yes, thank you for the question. So we are responding to a number of community concerns on the import of, illicit soil coming from off reserve, mostly from reserve commercial sites. We're also trying to build on a waste management bylaw from 1993. We know this issue's been near and dear to a number of people's hearts in the community, and we're just trying to put some teeth around the waste management bylaw, as well as responding to a number of the complaints coming forward. One thing I do want to make clear, we know that there's different grades of clean soil that residents bring in for landscaping, for grading, for drainage purposes, and the interim protocol does not apply to those legitimate purposes.
And would you say that soil is the primary concern, or are there other materials that you're worried about too?
Yeah, there's definitely other materials. So waste has a definition within the province of Ontario, and also excess soil has a definition, and that's soil that's been mixed with rock, mainly coming from development projects in urban centers. So you see all the condos being developed in Toronto and Hamilton. We're concerned that a lot of the soil from those specific sites are coming into the territory, and we don't know what's in that soil. So that's why we're doing this protocol, so that we can begin on a volunteer basis monitoring what's coming in to our community and ensure that it is safe and clean soil rather than the excess or waste that we know also comes in from other coffers.
And what kind of effects does the illegal dumping, how does it affect the community?
Well, it affects it greatly. We know that bringing in soil that, may have contaminants in it, may have even salt levels, different salt levels coming into the soil. We know we have many health effects within First Nation communities, and Six Nations is no different. We're concerned that if we don't know the soil that's coming in, it may have an adverse effect for your neighbors. And salt's a good example. You may think the soil is clean coming in, but if it has an excess kind of salt measure, and say your neighbor has a sodium deficiency, that could adversely affect the health of your neighbors. So I just want to ensure that all the soil coming in meets a certain standard. We're working to develop what that standard is, and ensure that you're not bringing in soil that may negatively affect the health of your neighbors.
And you said it was mostly commercial trucks coming in to do these illegal dumpings?
Correct.
Can you just talk to me about the protocol that they have to go through to come onto the territory? Can they take it right to the landfill, or are they dumping them anywhere on the territory?
Yeah, so what we're finding is CP holders are allowing, certain CP holders are allowing soil that coming in that may have excess pieces in it, whether it be minerals or contaminants, and some of the soil is actually deemed waste. So what the province has done is they begun regulating dumping sites within the province. And they have developed a regime to kind of track and monitor some of those sites. So we are working with the province to ensure that any dump trucks that come from certain sites within the province that are under a provincial order get stopped before they get to our community. So, in the past, or putting community members in front of dump trucks. We want to kind of stop that and stop the dump trucks even before they get to our territories. And that's something we're working hard with the province on to ensure that any dump trucks that are coming from sites that are under a provincial order and deemed waste are actually stopped before they get into the community.
And I know this was an issue that you kept on bringing up consistently with the electoral candidates during the provincial election. Have you seen any improvements since that issue was discussed with the candidates?
Well, we're actually looking, and I'm working with the chief's office to do a follow-up with the provincial minister to begin that. But even at the staff level, Rod Whitlow, who is our environmental officer, has been working with his counterparts within the province and feds to begin highlighting this issue, as well as working for some of those resolutions and recommendations to best halt. And we're looking for the least evasive way. We don't like putting our community members in front of dump trucks. So if there's any way we can work with the province to halt that, and I think we are making good progress. Rod's and his counterparts are developing kind of that monitoring system, and we're just looking at the political side on how best to do that.
And how do community members currently handle those situations when dealing with these construction trucks coming onto the territory? You said, obviously, you want to change the current way we deal with them.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know, that's the purpose of the volunteer protocol to come in. What we wanted to do is provide community members with a safe way to address the dump trucks. And what they can do is go to our community notice and call our environmental office to kind of report is the best way to kind of describe it, to report that they think that there is some dumping going on. We're working with the Six Nations Police also to ensure that we don't have to put community members in front of dump trucks. That the Six Nations Police will go and monitor these dump trucks that are coming in, ask for the proper paperwork, and if the proper paperwork isn't provided, the Six Nations Police will ask those dump trucks to turn around. So community members can call the Six Nations Environment Office at 519-226-2272 and from there do the reporting. And the Environment Office will do the necessary follow-up and, if necessary, bring in Six Nations Police to turn around those dump trucks.
And lastly, can you just touch on how important it is for Six Nations to be able to protect the environment and just why this is such a big issue for the community?
Well, yeah, and it really goes back to the community plan. And one of the areas we're looking at is to ensure that at the end of the day, we're protecting Mother Earth in the best way possible. And if, you know, at the end of the day, some of these excess soil and waste has come onto the community, we're asking for, you know, those CP holders and those community members to clean up some of those areas so that we have, you know, a healthy community free from the contaminants and that our future generations can enjoy.
This was awesome. And it was great to talk to you, Councillor Wright. It's a very big issue, and I'm glad we got to discuss it with you in detail a little bit. So thank you again for taking some time to talk to me this morning.
Amazing, and thanks for the opportunity again.